Podcast time.
And today we explore the hard-hitting questions of the week. What is the statute of limitations on spoiler alerts? And who hit on Boner? Who is possibly going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Was it Chaka Khan?
Was it Whitney Houston?
Hey, any of those are possible, right?
Pat Benatar.
Never know.
Motorhead.
Could have been.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hi, Greg. It's podcast time.
Yay.
It's me, Greg, and Boner.
Well, it's me and Sean.
Because where's Bone Man?
I have no idea.
You can invite a Bone Man to a party, but you can't force him to attend?
That's right. You have to have consent, apparently.
Yeah, he's like, I'll get there when I get there, guys.
Okay, well,
you know,
fine.
With a fashionably late Boner.
Yes.
I wonder what he's doing that he just wants to make you and I just wait for him.
I don't know. I think he's preparing lots and lots of New York Yankees jokes.
Oh, is that what that would probably be inappropriate to show up late and just shame me for the Yankees losing. Yeah, that
favorite meme that I saw like seconds after the game was over was, blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your pinstripe affair.
Hey, get out of here, Greg. Podcast over. I got to go find who created that meme. It's my mission in life. Those Houston Astros coming to New York, they just whine and cry like, the Yankee fans are mean and they yell obscenities at me. That's how I feel living here.
Oh, is it now?
Sean's so mean. Can you believe he was so abrasive? I'm like, yeah, you see an entire city does that.
See, we have actually two New Yorkers in the building. One is the lovely and talented Gail Morrow, who is the traffic manager, and that is different. If you listen to radio, when you think traffic, you think there's a pile up on I-75. No, the traffic,
it's jargon.
Yeah, it's she makes sure that all the commercials run in their proper place, and it's sort of like air traffic when you compare it to airplanes.
Right.
Okay. That you have all of these commercials that are supposed to land on our radio station. We just want to make sure that they run correctly. And that's what Gail does. And she is from New York. And I know that we started at the same time. And I immediately appreciated Gail's directness.
Good. I'm glad you did. Some people don't. No. Some people are turned off by that.
Oh, I know. And there are. And I think I am more open to it. And because my dad was in the Air Force, so we moved around a lot, and a lot of people don't believe that I'm from Louisiana originally, and that's only because
I have the military
accent, is that I grew up with people from England, people from Germany, people from
That's a good point,
because
you don't sound like you're from here, even though you've been from around the South your whole life. Yeah, the Louisiana area, you don't have that.
Exactly. And so I know, and also I've watched enough Star Trek that I know that different alien cultures have different ways of dealing with things.
And we try to adapt. Like, it's funny, just a couple weeks ago, I was in the boss's office. He's like, Sean, everything all right? Because the people saying you were a little chirping at him. I'm like, I'm just, if something I don't think is right, I'm going to tell you. Do I need to put on kid gloves and say, hey, that's kind of cool, but let's do it? I'm just like, no, that sucks. Do it this way. And people get offended.
Damn Yankee.
I love everything about the South. Don't get me wrong. I've been here for 15 years and counting, raising my family here. It's great. And I'm adjusting. Mm-hmm. But it is funny when I do have those moments of weakness when I get called to the carpet, like, is everything all right? And I'm like, I'm just kind of abrasive and direct, but I promise you, I'm not mad at anybody.
He's just a big old teddy bear.
That's it. And that's how the Yankees are, too. And all the Astros are whining and crying. And they're throwing things at me. Suck it up. That's just welcome to the Bronx.
Yeah, that's right.
So, congratulations to the Washington Nationals. They actually did advance to go.
Exactly. That's amazing.
World Series. First time ever in the history of the organization.
Now, I'm trying to remember. Washington Nationals, what were they before?
The Montreal Expos. Oh,
okay, they were the Expos. Okay.
They got kicked out of Canada.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I have only seen one professional baseball game in a stadium.
I do believe that, but
only
what game?
Only one. It's going to tell you how old I am. It was the Baltimore Orioles versus the Washington Senators.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that like the first game ever played? Was it like the day they invented baseball?
Abner Doubleday threw out the first pitch, yes.
Greg, man,
no,
220
that was,
years old.
We had just moved from Germany to Maryland, and it was bat day for the Senators.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so I wish I still had that Washington Senators.
That was so long ago. The Washington Senators have then left Washington, moved to Montreal, had an entire team up there for a few
no,
decades,
actually,
then came back to Washington.
I believe the Senators became the Rangers.
Oh,
I think so. I think that's where they went.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, look, wait. What, someone has darkened our door.
Up. Was Texas a state yet?
Yeah. Oh, you like how he just slides in there like he's been here the whole time? Oh.
So I got up this morning, you know, like I do every day. It's 6:10.
You know, 6:10.
It's 6:10, you know, with the wife and my daughter. I get them off to work and school and whatnot, and I go back and I sit there and watch TV. So I'm laying in bed watching TV, and I was watching, it's that Ken Burns Vietnam.
Ken Burns thing. Vietnam.
Yeah, it was a Vietnam, okay. You know, it's on Netflix.
Sure.
Yeah. And I fell asleep. So, and I missed the end. Did we win?
Bummer. Yeah. Greg's here just roasting me. He's singing songs about Texas, and I'm just like, you know what? No!
Deep in the heart of Texas.
See, I would expect better from you, Boner, because your team lost them, too. My team is still playing them. Your team was eliminated by that.
Yeah, I know, but you understand the long-term hatred that you have with other teams in your same division.
100%. So, yeah. Of course. You get any joy. Anytime the Yankees lose, you do get a small piece of joy, obviously.
Yeah, of course. I look at it and go, and, you know, in a perfect world, I would get to go 162 times a season. That'd be
but
great.
It's not a perfect world.
No, it isn't.
And the Yankees, it's not over with yet, man. It's going to be
a
tough weekend. It's going to be a seven-gamer.
I think it probably will, yeah.
You know, but the Astros are good, man. Cole and Verlander and I don't want to talk about the nuts and bolts of baseball, but I just think it's funny that you've got the players on the Astros whining about Yankee fans being mean.
Well, they are tools. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You're coming to our house, man. We're going to make you feel uncomfortable here.
Yeah.
You know, take your shoes off.
Isn't that part of the deal?
That is. It's sports. It's the best part about it, man. Well, that just shows you how weak they are in Houston. You can't take a little, you know, Bronx cheer?
Yeah, that's probably what it
that's
is.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
So, I did miss Sunday's game, though, which kind of annoyed me because it was one of those big decisions I'd make in life. Yankee playoff game or Guns N' Roses?
You chose wisely.
I chose Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I chose very wisely. The Yankees lost, and the game was on until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, see? It was a good choice you made.
And X111, man, was just awesome. I mean, it was fantastic. Seeing Guns N' Roses was something I've been waiting to do my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to see them perform on that stage at Grant Stage Park. I mean, I've seen so many shows there at Bonnaroo throughout the years. Seeing Gene up there was awesome. I was just surprised that Axl could fit on the stage.
Ow.
Oh, burn!
Ow.
I did, what was it, Monday night when we were at Songbird South for Crobot, which, by the way, big fan of theirs now. But talking to one of the families, you know, the Swineys, I believe.
Yeah, they got the son, Axl, and Cash.
They have their son. Named Axel and a son named Cash, who was also a Crobot.
Isn't that a movie?
Axel and Cash?
Tango
yeah.
And Cash.
Oh, that was Tango and Cash.
Kurt Russell, Sylvester Stallone. Sure.
Yeah
there you go. But they were the dad, and I'm trying to remember what his name is. I'll just call him Mr. Swiney. He said
Eddie
he
Van
was
Halen.
He was talking to a friend there at Exit 111, and she was upset about Guns N' Roses that they got an Axl sound-alike, but obviously did not get Axl, and she was standing right there. That's not
Axl. Which one's
Axl? Yeah.
That looks like Adele.
Well, they got the cheaper inflatable version.
But for all the things and this and that, I thought he sounded great. I mean, I was drinking beers all day, but to me, he sounded fantastic.
Okay.
But
No, I mean, I saw that same show 5 years ago or whatever in Atlanta, and yeah, I mean, dude sounded great. A little bit surprising that he was slightly larger than I remember.
And I said this to you off the air. I am too, because they tore relentlessly. They've been on tour for the last 3 years. He's on stage, moving around, doing the Guns N' Roses hip shape thing.
Yeah.
You don't burn any calories doing that?
That's what I don't understand, especially since we just met Tyler Connolly of Theory of a Dead Man, who has...
eats nothing but avocados.
Yeah, avocado. I'm sure he's got a personal trainer and all of these things to keep them in shape. I mean...
You mean Axel? He does not have a personal trainer. I mean, duh. Have you not noticed?
Yeah,
but if anybody who could, I mean, Axel Rose is clearly close to... You know, he's a bazillionaire, right?
Yeah.
Anybody could have a personal trainer, dude, could. Not. He's like, F it. I don't want one.
And you know what? Did you guys know that the name avocado is actually derived, and this is true, from the ancient Aztec word for testicles?
I did not know that.
Yes, it is. You may look it up.
Can I ask you how you me? From that?
I feel like I've walked into the Cheers bar and Cliff has come in.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Jack.
Right there, Nami. I mean, that is true. It's on Netflix. It was on some show called Rotten. Apparently, I watch way too much Netflix.
I was looking at Rotten earlier.
Yeah, and one of the episodes is about avocados, and they mention that, and when they said that, they show the avocados hanging down from the tree. And I'm like, I'll buy that. All right, yeah, they do.
Sure,
I'm looking down going, all right, these aren't green, but okay, fine. I understand where you came up with that.
I've heard them referred to as huevos. You know, but
this is super
food. But not avocado. Yes, it is.
I'll have to tell my wife that. By the way, these are superfoods right here.
Would you like some on toast?
You might fly later.
Superpowers. Who knows?
You never know.
So the big news Tuesday, big announcement. It is the class of 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, and let's see, 16. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, onto Autobahn,
yeah.
MC5, Motorhead.
Sweet.
Yeah. Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Rufus couldn't do it on his own. Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy. So those
let me
are
see that
the,
list. I'll go through
here. Immediately cross off that list.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I would say Nine Inch Nails.
You don't think they're deserving of it?
I think too soon.
Too soon.
Fair enough.
Not that they're not deserving, but I think just plain.
Too soon.
Dave Matthews.
Again.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Plus, I hate Dave Matthews.
Right. Yeah, I could do with that.
Yeah.
the rest of these, yeah, I think there's something to be said for, you know, obviously, I think Judas Priest, 1,000,000,000% belong in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers, 100%.
Yeah, like, who's the unanimous? So who's definitely getting in this round? Who do you think is definitely 100% getting in?
Well, they're only going to put in probably what, like,
three?
I think they did four last year. It was the Cult. Last year made
the Cult?
It in. Yeah, the Cult
really?
Made it
yeah,
in
yeah,
last
yeah.
year, and I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying to think too. I don't have it in front of me. I just remember who got snubbed last year and again this year. Motley Crue keeps getting snubbed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's different story. But they're not on this list. But if you were to put three in off this list, I mean, me, I would probably go Judas Priest for sure. Absolutely, hands down, Judas Priest. I'm thinking Notorious B.I.G. has got to be. I mean, he seems like he's done a lot of different.
I know absolutely nothing about him, so you know.
Yeah, I know quite a bit about him. I think he should go in, but I don't know how they are in hip hop artists. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but dude.
Well, it's all genres. I mean, obviously Whitney Houston is on the list,
and I think Whitney Houston might as well. You go ahead and put her in.
That's because
it's going to happen.
Those two should just go right in, and especially ones who are no longer making work. We've already judged Biggie. We've judged Whitney. Unfortunately, they're no longer with us, so you know what you got there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these other acts are still making music.
Yeah, but when you look at the influence, and again, I don't know as much about Notorious B.I.G. as I do, say, Judas Priest, and even Thin Lizzy. I mean, they've been knocking around since, like, 1969, and just the influence that they have on people like Metallica, you know, the bands that we're growing up with today, and certainly Motorhead.
Absolutely.
Because of the influence that band has had on our radio station of all of the artists that we play. Everyone from Metallica has been influenced by Lemmy and everybody else.
Even Crowbar, we just talked about Lemmy last on Monday Inside Songbirds, how they opened up for Lemmy and Motorhead during their last tour.
Mm-hmm.
And Lemmy was in bad shape. He was back, you know, in a a wheelchair. He had oxygen. Like, and he was getting through his tour. And they were at, the Crobot people were backstage. Like, is Lemmy all right? Is he going to get through the tour? And that was kind of it. They knew, you know, he was he was passing away. And apparently, dude was also saying Lemmy ate a bunch of Spam. Like, and Spam had so much sodium in it. Ugh. That's kind of what led to, like, the lung problem. Because you ate, like, four things of Spam a day. Dude from Crobot, the guitar player with the pig shirt and the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
But tell me the story about the I'm being on the road with Lemmy, how he just ate Spam constantly. And then, like, before he went out on that last tour, was, you know, had oxygen, was in a wheelchair. It was just like, like, is he dying?
Spam, and Spam, Spam, and Spam.
Spam and eggs.
But I do feel like Spam would kill you. I was like, did Spam kill him? Like, no.
One can of Spam would kill me. That's enough.
Like, if you would have told me he ate Spam and he died, like, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that 100%.
Rest in peace, my friend.
I was expecting heroin, but Spam, if
right
you want to go there.
Yeah. Spam, Spam, heroin, and Spam.
Spam, Spam, heroin, Spam. Don't you think everybody at some point, though, on this list of nominees this year will be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or is there people that are? I mean, I look at this, I'm like, I don't know
anything about the MC5, so I can't really comment on that. Mm-hmm. Most of these people, I think, probably.
I mean,
you know, this year, probably not. Again, maybe a little too soon, but hell, they put the Cult in, so of course, Cult were around before Soundgarden. So I don't know, but I was just thinking about the show. If it worked out the way I would like it to work out, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would be completely bitching this year. If I had Judas Priest and Motorhead and hell, pick one. Soundgarden, that'd be awesome.
That would be actually pretty awesome.
It'd be a killer show.
I know you don't want to put Nine Inch Nails in yet, but if they were on the bill too, I mean, you could
throw them in. Hell yeah!
If it's for the concert, fine.
Yeah.
So that is awesome, man. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they do that in the concert show for HBO, right? Like, we'll be able to watch it, like, when they do the production.
Right.
HBO has the right.
Now, any of these, have you seen Motorhead in concert?
Years and years and years ago, yeah.
What about Judas Priest?
Many times.
Really?
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Bitchin'.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know what you're getting at.
Yes,
there was,
I am.
There was a story.
There is
a story.
There is a Judas Priest boner story.
Oh, well, that's what we're on the podcast for these long-form storytelling abilities.
All right, yeah. So years ago when I was just first getting started in radio, I was producing the morning show in Tampa. And Rob Halford came and did the morning show with us. So he hung out for, you know, 2-3 hours. So I spent quite a bit of time with dude. And he was cool as hell. Everything was great. And when he went to leave, of course, there was a show that night. And so he walked over to me and he said, "So are you going to the show tonight?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know," and I'm this little punk kid, you know, like 21 years old or whatever. I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't have a ticket." And he kind of snaps his fingers and, you know, his handler came over and he's like, "Give him whatever he wants." And I'm like, "Dude, cool." And then the guy came over. He's like, "What kind of passes do you want? Do you want all access, VIP, whatever?" I'm like, "I have no idea what any of these things really mean." He's like, "I'll give you VIP. This will be great." You know, and he's and so Rob Howard came in. "So, yeah, I guess I'll see you at the show tonight. All right, then. Yeah, right. Bye." And so I really didn't think anything of it at the time. I'm like, "Dude, cool. Rob Howard wants me to come to the show. Sweet." It wasn't until years later that you find out that Rob Halford is, you know, not straight. And I went, I'm like, "Oh, my God, did Rob Halford hit on me?" And I was way better looking back then and had long hair and young and cute and sexy and all of that. And
you may have saw your name on a piece of paper.
And so I'm like, so I've always wondered, you know, it's not with a guy. "Hey, did you hit on me back in, you know, no."
Yeah. No.
So, who is this boner fella? I got to go find him.
Yeah, so I've always kind of wondered there.
Mm.
That's a great story, man. That's awesome, though.
And I did not hang out with him at the show, in case you were curious.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So, what did you guys do? No, nothing.
Nothing. Are you sure that's how you want to end the story?
Yeah. That's exactly how I want to end this story.
However, we have our fan fiction available right now.
Oh, that is great. Breaking the law. I do hope.
And no, we're not going to put out an edition of this with alternate endings.
I was gonna say, like the Breaking Bad movie has two alternate endings. You see that?
It does?
I just read that, like, literally before we walked in here. They're like, Breaking Bad movie has two secret alternate endings.
The El Camino movie?
Yeah. I'm like, huh.
I watched it already.
I did too, but now there's, apparently, it can go either multiple different ways.
What? Choose your own adventure?
Because, I mean, I don't want to say it made sense. When I watched El Camino, I guess, I mean, it was like, it was cool. Unnecessary, I guess. It was like a long episode.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
But then now I see this, and I was like, maybe it would have made it necessary if they gave us like another storyline to follow. Because they did a good job wrapping up everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was swell and all of that. But you're right. Yeah, it was kind of like, did I really need to watch this? I mean, it was cool, but not awesome, in any way.
And it didn't even set up anything else for me. Like, that's
I know. I'm like, come on, tell me he's cooking.
Yeah, what
cooking meth in another?
He's gonna break bad and be the next Walter White. Like, let's do it again.
Yeah,
Jesse. But not nothing. And now I see this altered anything. I'm like, if I find out you guys had a better ending that could have kept me going, and you didn't give it to me.
I know, that would piss me off.
Yeah, man.
Now I wonder which one did I watch?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And how do I watch the other one?
That'd be cool if they like just put out all three alternate endings out there and didn't tell anybody. Like,
yeah, like luck of the draw.
Yeah, but, like, what did you
say? So you and I are, you know.
Do you know?
Dude, do you remember when that? What are you talking about? That never happened.
You're like, dude, I can't believe Jesse starts cooking meth. I'm like, dude, mine didn't end like that.
He became a florist.
Yeah, you know, like, he went to Alaska.
You know, they actually did that with a movie back in the mid-80s. If you've ever seen the movie Clue, it's got Madeline Kahn, Martin Mull. Oh, the board game. Yeah, it's the movie based on the board game. They actually had four different endings, and depending on when you went to go see it, even in your own town, somebody knew was the killer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, if you get it on DVD now or Blu-ray,
they have
all of the endings.
Like, choose
there.
Your own adventure.
But why would you?
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
It wasn't that good of a movie.
Like, it'd be funnier just if Netflix just trolled us and didn't tell anybody. So, let's put them all out there. Whatever you get, somebody's gonna get the good one.
Yeah, somebody comes on and gives a spoiler alert. Well, it ended like this. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Liar.
And speaking of that, Ramden, you gotta start staying spoiler alert.
What did I say?
We were at the Crowbot thing at Songbirds on Monday, and promo dude Devin comes up. He's like, yo, out of the clouds. Love the podcast. You guys are great. I really like your Netflix talk. Except when Greg spoils things on me. Like, looked him dead in the eye like he was going to throw him over the railing.
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
It came from Devin. It doesn't matter.
Now, what Devin did say is, well, in Greg's defense, the show is 4 years old.
Oh, maybe it was talking about Money Heist. And really, anything that we said about Money Heist, I mean, we kept it.
All we said was that there was another season they're going to film.
That's really it.
So Shaq likes it. But, Money Heist.
Yeah.
But there's also
Money Heist.
That's an interesting question, though. What is the statute of limitations on spoilers? I mean, like, here's my personal feeling. There is one movie that one should never, ever talk about, because if you have never seen the movie, you need to enjoy it from start to finish, not knowing how it ends.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
How did you know that?
I'm like, what, Indiana Jones?
No. The Sixth Sense.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, that never would have.
I'd be like, Die Hard.
No, no one should talk about that. And I'll tell you why. Is because my son was talking to some of his friends before he saw the movie. And the movie had been out for maybe 10 years when he was talking to friends about it. And one of his friends said, well, you know, da-da-da-da. And Gregory was crushed. And so he never got that first experience of seeing that movie and enjoying it from start to finish.
I wish I had a brain like that. Because stuff like that just goes in and out of my brain so quick. If you spoiled the movie for me, by the time I actually sat down to see the movie, I would forget I ever talked about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the statute of limitations, who knows? Something that's 4 years old and he's had the opportunity to see it already. I mean, look, this movie came out before he was, or this show, before he was even born.
Right. So, yeah.
You know, it's 4 years old.
Right.
So,
like, I guess Game of Thrones would be a good example. I mean, it ended in, what, May of this past year? So now here we are in October. Mm-hmm. Could we tell everybody I'm ending right now? Would that still be kind of like a dick move? I mean, that's what it is. Like, what's 6 months, 4 months? I mean, I don't know. I think it's...
I've had a lot of time to not care.
Yeah, I don't really care. I mean, it's just, if you're going to watch...
I'll be honest that you cannot spoil Game of Thrones for me, because I think I watched two episodes of it, and I was like, Okay.
See, that's why you can't spoil anything for me, because I don't watch anything but sports. So unless you know how what comes out with the Yankees, I don't really care.
And you've watched two episodes more than I have. I've watched pieces of episodes because someone kept telling, dude, there's a lot of boobs in it.
Boobs and dragons?
And I'm like, I don't care about dragons, but, you know, boobs, you get boobs, I'm in.
I mean, it's got the, as soon as you put on Game of Thrones on HBO, you get the static, graphic violence, strong language, nudity. And the next one should just be an A. It should just say awesome. And then you just go right in. Like, we were talking yesterday outside, I said to Bono, I was like, I was watching this thing on the internet. It said not safe for work. And he's like, I hope you clicked on it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that tells me, that's like saying, Boner, this is something you should watch immediately. This is
must watch.
This is worth your time.
Oh,
you know, if it doesn't have that, I'm like, it's probably
it's
stupid.
It's like being in high school and discovering the movies that played after 11 p.m. were just a tad bit raunchier than the ones
during the daytime.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And you know what I used to do? I swear to God, I would go and look for those. And, you know, because they were in like the HBO guide and they'd have, you know, nudity, strong sexual content or whatever. And I'm like, all right, so I'm setting my alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning. And I seriously would do that. I'd set my alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning to get up there and, you know, turn the TV down real quiet and sit out in the living room because, you know, nobody had all that stuff in their own room or anything.
Yeah.
I'm sitting out there, humanoids from the deep. This movie is so terrible, but there's boobs.
Yeah. The Skinamax years, all that, you know, the late night, and all the good movies.
Yeah, and then the movie's over at 4:30. I go back to sleep for an hour and then go to school. Yeah.
It does show you how the world has changed, because you're absolutely right. Like HBO, when it first came on back in the day, would start with like G-rated movies and then PG, then PG-13, and work its way towards
awesome!
Exactly. Because the kids might be home from school sick. We can't let them see it.
Nah.
But now it's, who cares? So, would you rather live in the wilderness far from civilization with no human contact, or live on the streets of a city as a homeless person?
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
I kind of thought hard about this because I like the middle of nowhere. Can I ask you why you picked middle of nowhere?
Because you can't sit around and chip one off on the street.
That's great. I thought you just said, I don't like people. There's nobody out there.
Yeah, I can do
it. And that is what he's saying.
That's exactly what it is. But you can't, I mean, I guess, I don't know, like, on the city street, I feel like I get an opportunity to at least get some money. Like, I mean, yeah, give me some money, put my hat on.
Yeah, I don't.
You get other people around, other homeless people.
Yeah, but I could walk around naked. I could poop where I want to.
You're more like Unabomber guy.
The Boner Manifesto.
Just two words, like boobs. That's it.
As long as you have a satellite dish hooked up to HBO from the 80s, right?
Yeah, I mean, but when you say living in the middle of nowhere by yourself, I mean, I have stuff, right? It's not like Jungle Book where I'm out there, you know, swinging.
I mean, I picture like that, would you rather question, I mean, in my brain, is like how, you know, you have a shack in the middle of nowhere, just you maybe, you know. Walk into town, get a few supplies, come on back. But yeah, you're pretty much
Jeremiah Johnson type of
Dexter,
thing.
Dexter, now you're Jesse from, you know, you're living in Austin.
Hey man, I could do what I want to. I can do anything I want.
I got way too high ADD levels to do that, man. I'd be chopping trees down. I don't know what I would do. I would just get bored.
Well, I'm sure I'd get bored.
Turn myself in. Like, I can't.
But like I said, for the reason that I'm out there.
He has nature's original handheld game.
He's like, just give me my tissues and leave me alone. Get out of here. All right, man. So that's it, man. You guys, we have.
I guess we're done.
Yeah. What do we got going on this week? Anything going fun around town this weekend?
No.
Got baseball to watch, football. You got Alabama, Tennessee.
Woohoo!
How many points do the Vols lose by, Boner?
How many do they lose by?
You've done pretty good at this so far.
Let's see. I hadn't even thought about this one. All right. I will say, and the game's at Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
all Alabama here. Oh, boy.
I'm going to go 45-17.
Wow, 45-17.
Vols. There you go. It's a comedy show.
That's a comedy show.
Yeah. Never mind.
Thanks again for hanging.